United States Navy presents The Eddie Duchin Show. Music for your listening pleasure. Transcribed by the magic fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And as our special guest for today, that outstanding singer of songs, Connie Boswell. Our Navy's mighty carrier task forces, floating airfields that roam unchallenged over the sea lanes of the world, are our nation's first line of defense. Roaring off the broad decks of these carriers, keen-eyed, highly trained naval aviators maintain the ceaseless, dependable vigilance that guards world peace. So we salute our naval aviators, ever alert to the present, ever pressing onward to continued supremacy in the air age. Skipper Eddie Duchin snaps on the running lights with an oldie, Lover. I've just turned to writing colorful prose, Eddie, and my first product is a beautiful line about naval aviators.
Well, what's that, Shakespeare?
Quote, young men the stars look up to. Pretty, isn't it?
Well, not bad. And you're not far from right either, Ken. Certainly everyone in the Navy looks up to naval aviators. They're really cream of the crop flyers who are carrying out a tremendously important assignment all over the world.
And here's news for every young man, Eddie. Only recently, the Naval Aviation Cadet Training Program has been opened once more to young men with 2 years or more of college. Being a NAVCAD, that's what Naval Aviation Cadets are called, is just about the finest life an air-minded young man could ask for. You get the very best flight training to be found anywhere. Expert training under experienced, skilled instructors. You live a wonderful, wholesome life at Pensacola, Florida, the Navy's famous Annapolis of the air. You learn in the latest type training planes, then move on to carrier planes, eventually getting a crack at swift jet fighters or huge transports.
Well, that's enough. I'm sold. How much does it cost?
Cost? Eddie, it's not only free, but you get paid while you're in training. Why, the Navy provides its NAVCADs with food, housing, free insurance, uniforms, flying equipment.
Hold on, Ken. You'll be taking off in a minute.
Okay, Eddie. I'll get together the information on how you can find out more about the NAVCAD program and give it out a little later in the show. Tommy Mercer dress parades, a swell song for inspection. These are the things I love. Time on the Eddie Duchin Show. Eddie, say hello to Connie Boswell.
Hi, Connie. It's great to have you on our Navy show.
Oh, and I'm pretty thrilled, too, Eddie. You see, I've always wanted to meet a real Navy hero.
Well, gosh, Connie, that's nice of you to think of me that way. But I didn't do anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, I know. I didn't mean you.
Didn't mean me?
No, I mean that handsome fella standing over there.
Ken Roberts?
Sure, the one they wrote the book about. And Henry Fonda was in a play about him, too. Mr. Roberts.
Say, Connie, I got news for you.
Yeah?
Wrong. Mr. Roberts.
Oh, you mean he isn't the Navy one?
Oh, Ken wasn't the Navy, all right. But they didn't write a play about it.
Not even a short story?
Nope. Not even a song.
Well, he's still handsome, and he was in the Navy, so I'll sing a song for him. Let's try Martha, huh?
Ah, so bright, burns her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Reft of aim as she came, dark the future seemed to loom, till her clear, brilliant sphere knew with light dispelled a gloom. Whoa, she fled, quickly sped all my joy in fleeting gleams, as I wake, hope forsake, robbing me of godlike dreams, of godlike dreams. Oh, ah, so pure, ah, so bright, leave me thus forsaken. Come and share thy bone with me. Share thy bone with me, yea, with me. Ah, so pure, ah, so bright, burst her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, thou hast taken every bliss away with thee. Canst thou leave me thus forsaken? Come and share thy bone with me. Share thy bone with me. Come and share thy bone with me.
Oh,
Martha, share thy bone with me.
Thank you, Connie Boswell. That was wonderful. Now, this is Ken Roberts again. Men, to get back to the Naval Aviation Cadet Program, I told you about the wonderful free flight training the Navy offers its NAVCADs. Well, the best is yet to come. After you've completed your flight training, it takes about 18 months, you're commissioned a Navy ensign or a Marine second lieutenant and awarded those coveted Navy wings of gold. Then you're assigned to 2 thrilling years of active duty with a fleet unit, flying from a carrier or perhaps piloting a powerful flying boat or a new transport plane across the ocean, all with full pay and privileges of a Navy officer. All this can be yours if you meet these qualifications. You're single between 18 and 25. You've completed 2 years of college or more. You can pass the physical exam for naval aviators, 20/20 vision, good hearing, and so forth. For full information and a colorful new illustrated booklet about the Naval Aviation Cadet Program, just drop a postcard today to NAVCAD. That's N-A-V-C-A-D. NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. It's Eddie Duchin's special time, and our skipper sits down at the piano to dot the I's and cross the T's of Say It Isn't So. That just about hooks the mooring buoy on today's Navy show. Thanks, Connie Boswell, for being our swell guest. And a pat on the back to the boys of the band and Eddie Duchin, who says,
the life of a naval aviator offers an exciting, profitable, satisfying career. Think about entering naval aviation as a NAVCAD and send to Washington for that booklet. Thanks for listening.
And this is Ken Roberts reminding you to listen in again for the Eddie Duchin Show, transcribed and presented by the United States Navy.